We begin to get at the limitations of data when we start to look at intersectional analysis, one of the dominant methodologies in women's and gender studies, and one that your readings for this module focus on. If you are a poor lesbian of color who lives in a geographic region that is medically underserved, it might be difficult to figure out which component of your identity or your background is leading to the discrimination you face, or to health disparities that you might experience. Unfortunately, once the data gets so specific to account for all the different aspects of your identity, it no longer really works as population-level data.